Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
64 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Topeka. We can tell where the front is set up because it's 44 in Manhattan. It's 306.
This is All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 3:30. 3:36, the Senate has advanced a war powers resolution. It would rein in U.S. military action in Venezuela.
None of us should want this president or any president taking our sons and daughters to war without notice, consultation, debate, and vote in Congress.
But even if both chambers of Congress do approve this measure, it would likely not survive a presidential veto, which, quite frankly, would be expected. Claudia Grisales will tell us more. We will also talk about the U.S. withdrawing from several important United Nations groups focusing on climate and health issues. Those stories still to come on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
This week's Classics Live brings you to a Doreen Mirande recital from last spring. 88 Squared is the name of the piano duo of Karen and Jeffrey Savage. Tonight we'll hear works by Debussy, Rachmaninoff, Amy Beach, and more. Classics Live, 7 o'clock tonight on your KPR1 stations. Repeat broadcast on Monday night at 8 p.m. If you're joining us on KPR2 tonight, stay tuned. Coming your way at 7 o'clock is Prairie Journal. It's 64 degrees in Lawrence. It's 3:20.
Support for
Homeland Security officials offer a different story that video does not back up. What questions remain and what more information comes to light on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. A. Martinez-Stevens, Keith Matthew Algio, getting you caught up on all the latest news. Again, that's 5 to 9 a.m. KPR 1 and KPR 2 tomorrow. Join us.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 64 degrees in Lawrence, 62 in Emporia. It's 3:30.
Security. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
Stocks finished mixed for a second day in a row on Wall Street. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. We have some severe weather to tell you about. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for central Doniphan, north central Buchanan, southeastern Holt, and Andrew counties. This is in effect until 345 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts. This storm located near Troy. It is moving to the northeast at 55 miles per hour. St. Joseph, Savannah, Wathena, Elwood, Troy, Country Club Villa, Amazonia, Fillmore, the St. Joseph Airport, Cosby, Rhea, and Banning, all covered by this severe thunderstorm warning. Again, it is in effect until 3:45 this afternoon. Eric Rosen is the new Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court after a swearing-in ceremony today. In 2005, Democratic Governor Kathleen Sebelius first opposed appointed Rosen to the court. Rosen said during the ceremony that his experience growing up as a Jewish minority in Kansas taught him the importance of equal justice.
It requires vigilance. It requires humility and a continued commitment to ensuring that our institutions truly belong to everyone they serve.
He replaces former Chief Justice Marla Lukert, who stepped down for health reasons after having a stroke. She remains on the court, says she'll be retiring after finishing her ongoing cases. Democratic State Senator Dinah Sykes is joining the race for Kansas Insurance Commissioner. As Dylan Lyson reports, the position regulates the insurance industry and helps consumers in disputes with insurance companies.
Sykes is the minority leader of the Kansas Senate and represents parts of Johnson County. She does not have to give up her seat to run for the insurance position. Sykes says the cost of health insurance in Kansas is out of control, and she will work to keep costs down. She has also supported expanding Medicaid in Kansas. Republican House Speaker Dan Hawkins is also running for the position. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
The woman shot and killed by an ICE agent in Minnesota has ties to Kansas City and to Kansas. The woman who was shot in Minneapolis yesterday was Renee Good. She at one time lived near the Waldo neighborhood of Kansas City until December of 2024. Good was killed after ICE agents fired several shots during an altercation. The shooting happened during the Trump administration's latest crackdown on illegal immigration. She leaves behind three children and a partner. KCTV reports that Renee's parents live in Valley Falls. Many students in Topeka will now be riding electric buses to school. The district unveiled its new fleet of 25E buses yesterday. KSNT reports each bus has a range of 150 miles when fully charged. The buses cost about $350,000 each, but officials say they're cheaper to operate than traditional diesel buses. This is KPR, and it's 3:35.
This Paul and Democrats to vote yes, some for the first time.
We interrupt this broadcast of All Things Considered for another severe thunderstorm warning issued by the National Weather Service. This one is for southeastern Doniphan County, northwestern Leavenworth County, eastern Atchison County, all of Buchanan County, northwestern Clay County, Platte County, and southeastern Andrew counties. This is in effect until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Severe weather in January, when it is not snow-related, is quite uncommon. But we are having some right now. Severe thunderstorms located along a line extending from near Rushville to near Lewis and Clark Village to near Winchester. It's moving very quickly to the northeast at 60 miles per hour, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts with this storm. Locations affected include the city of Leavenworth, Atchison, St. Joseph, Smithville, Platte City, Edgerton, Wathena, Gower, Tracy, Lewis and Clark Village, Doniphan, Easton, DeKalb, and Cosby. Remain alert for a possible tornado. Tornadoes develop very quickly from severe thunderstorms. We have a lot of wind shear going on. If you spot a tornado, get into a secure area, small central room, in a sturdy structure, or underground if you can. But as it stands right now, a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Doniphan, Leavenworth, Atchison, Buchanan, Clay, Platte, and Andrew counties until 4 o'clock this afternoon. I'll be back to update you in just a few minutes. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
This morning with the family.
11 o'clock Sunday morning on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, your place for NPR news. Kansas Public Radio, broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
Coming up at 4:01, an update of news headlines. Then at 4:06, the governor of New York and New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani have made a big announcement today.
We will provide universal child care for three-year-olds, and we are going to start to provide universal child care for two-year-olds across the city beginning this fall.
We will hear from Zoran Mamdani about how the program will be implemented coming up shortly here on KPR. We do still have a severe thunderstorm warning in place for a portion of the KPR listening area, portions of Doniphan, Leavenworth, Atchison, Buchanan, Clay, Platte, and Andrew counties until 4 o'clock this afternoon. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts with this storm if you are in Leavenworth, St. Joseph, Atchison, Platte City, Edgerton, Lewis and Clark Village. Be aware, you could possibly even see a brief tornado spin up. Use caution. Get indoors. That is in effect for another 10 minutes. This is KPR.
All things considered from NPR News, I'm Juana.
Beginning to learn the details surrounding a shooting in Minneapolis. And we'll have the latest on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. All of those frequencies and services, listener supported. The time is 4 o'clock.
To support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
The severe thunderstorm warnings, in effect, have been allowed to expire. There's some new ones to the east. Keep an eye open if you're still in St. Joseph. Otherwise, the severe weather immediate threat has moved to the east of the KPR listening area.
Considered from NPR News.
As far as anything about her trying to harm the officer, I think that's something that is still left to investigators, and that's why we investigate the government's investigate these matters.
Appreciate.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you an update on severe weather in the area. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 4:15 this afternoon, not too long from now, but still nonetheless in effect for portions of west central Clay and southeastern Platte counties. A severe thunderstorm located over Parkville moving to the northeast at 45 miles per hour, 60 mile an hour wind gusts reported with this storm. People in Kansas City, Gladstone, Parkville, Riverside, Weatherby Lake, Lake Waucomas, Platte Woods, Oakview, Northmore, Houston Lake, Oakwood Park, Oakwood and Oaks, and portions of Interstate 29, I-635 and I-435, be aware, severe thunderstorm moving through that area for the next 5 or 6 minutes or so. If you are outdoors, you need to get indoors. If you are driving, perhaps pull off to the side of the road. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Clay and Platte counties for about another 6 minutes. We now return you to All Things Considered, already in progress.
Throughout the state for kids under...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 4:30 at approximately 4:40. The president's second term has included a much more, let's call it, vigorous foreign policy than his first term.
Trump is willing to use military force across the world, from Latin America to Africa to the Middle East, and now potentially in Greenland.
All of this from a man who has been openly advocating for himself to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. So what exactly is going on? We're going to look into it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
Most of the severe thunderstorm warnings that have been in effect for far northeastern Kansas have been allowed to expire. We do still have one, however, for portions of Buchanan County and points east. Platte and Andrew counties covered in this as well. It's in effect until 4:45. If you are in St. Joseph, keep one eye on the sky. Weatherby, Camden Point, Osborne, Amity, Fawcett. Again, that particular complex of storms expected to be in the area through 4:45 this evening. 4:45 is the expiration time. We'll keep you updated on it if it is narrowed or changed in any way. The time is 4:20.
Out of Minneapolis. We do not want you here.
Homeland Security officials offer a different story that video does not back up. What questions remain and what more information comes to light? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. From 5 to 9 a.m., you'll hear Morning Edition, a great way to start your day with the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
60 degrees in Lawrence, 50 in Topeka. It's 4:30.
NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed for a second day in a row. The tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped 104 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A severe thunderstorm warning does remain in effect for a portion of the KPR listening area until 4:45 this afternoon. This is to the far eastern reaches of the KPR terrestrial signal. Of course, we know a lot of people stream, so want to make sure you know that we do still have a severe thunderstorm warning till 4:45 this afternoon for portions of Buchanan, Davis, Clinton, and DeKalb counties. This includes Plattsburgh, Gower, Maysville, Stewartsville, Osborne, Amity, Weatherby, and Santa Rosa. Eric Rosen is the new Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court after a swearing-in ceremony today. In 2005, Democratic Governor Kathleen Sebelius first appointed Rosen to the court. Rosen said during the ceremony that his experience growing up as a Jewish minority in Kansas taught him the importance of equal justice.
It requires vigilance. It requires humility and a continued commitment to ensuring that our institutions truly belong to everyone they serve.
He replaces former Chief Justice Marla Lukert, who stepped down for health reasons after having a stroke. She remains on the court, but says she will retire after finishing her ongoing cases. Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice is once again connected to troubles off the field. Greg Eklund filed this report.
Rashee Rice, who served details on their possible response. I'm Greg Eklund.
We do have a 50% chance of rain this evening, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, with a high in the mid-40s. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 4:35.
105 Live this Saturday, 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in to KPR this afternoon. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:01. Then, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem insists that the ICE agent who fatally shot a Minneapolis mother of three did nothing wrong.
This law enforcement officer followed his training. He defended and acted in defense of his life and those around him.
She actually mentioned his name in this press conference. That was a little bit of a surprise. Yesterday's killing has sparked widespread protests. What do we know? What do we still not know? We'll tell you coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
The severe thunderstorm warning that covered St. Joseph has been allowed to expire. We are still keeping an eye on the weather, just really strange weather right now. But never fear, we're keeping an eye out for you. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 5.
This is
NPR News.
Join us first thing tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. A great way to start off your day with the very latest information, all of the resources of KPR and NPR marshaled to bring you what you need to know to start off your day in an informed way. Join us 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 5 o'clock.
BN.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang. Tuesday, January 20th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
It's 51 degrees in Lawrence, 47 in Topeka. It's 5:06.
Six months have passed since devastating floods tore through the Texas Hill Country. The floods killed 130 people, at least two are still missing. In the aftermath of the disaster, state lawmakers approved hundreds of millions of dollars to upgrade flood warning systems. Tomorrow on All Things Considered, we'll get a dispatch from Texas on where things stand now. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots of other frequencies too, all listener supported by folks just like you. You can always stream us if you'd rather, also funded by you, at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, offering recycling and composting services, package-free groceries, and locally grown food. More details at fullcirclesustainability.org.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up at 5:30. At just about 5:45, Trump administration is planning to withdraw from 66 global agencies. What are they? What do they do? Is this a big deal? Spoiler alert, yeah, it's a big deal. We will also get the details on why there's a dispute over the Athletics trademark now that they have moved to Las Vegas. Those stories and more still to come. Stay tuned. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes, of course, from listeners like you, but also from Historic LeCompton's Bleeding Kansas series of talks and dramatic interpretations of the issue of slavery in Kansas and the nation. Those happen on Sundays from January 25th through March the 1st. Details at LeComptonKansas.com. 50% chance of rain this evening, lows in the mid-30s, partly sunny tomorrow with a high in the mid-40s. 50% chance of rain and snow tomorrow evening, slight chance of snow after midnight tomorrow night, lows in the upper 20s. It's 51 degrees in Lawrence, it's 43 in Manhattan, and it is 5:20. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Matthew Algio is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
News headlines are coming up in just about 40 seconds. It is 50 degrees in Lawrence, 64 in Chanute, 47 in Atchison. It's 5:30.
NPR News.
Stocks finished mixed for a second day in a row on Wall Street as shares of tech and AI stocks fell. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Eric Rosen is the new Chief Justice of the Kansas Supreme Court after a swearing-in ceremony today. In 2005, Democratic Governor Kathleen Sebelius first appointed Rosen to the court. Rosen said during the ceremony that his experience growing up as a Jewish minority in Kansas taught him the importance of equal justice.
It requires vigilance, it requires humility, and a continued commitment to ensuring that our institutions truly belong to everyone they serve.
He replaces former Chief Justice Marla Lukert, who stepped down for health reasons after having a stroke. She remains on the court, but says she will retire after finishing her ongoing cases. Democratic State Senator Dinah Sykes is joining the race for Kansas Insurance Commissioner. As Dylan Lyson reports, the position regulates the insurance industry and helps consumers in disputes with insurance companies.
Sykes is the minority leader of the Kansas Senate and represents parts of Johnson County. She does not have to give up her seat to run for the insurance position. Sykes says the cost of health insurance in Kansas is out of control and she will work to keep costs down. She has also supported expanding Medicaid in Kansas. Republican House Speaker Dan Hawkins is also running for the position. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A more than $2 million grant is restoring funding to a regional support network for small farms and food enterprises in Kansas and Missouri. In February, the new growth program lost its USDA funding as part of cuts by the Trump administration. Kansas State University Extension works with New Growth. Marlon Bates says the organization helps connect local farmers with training and other help.
And so ensuring that there are regional conversations about the work of building more resilient local and regional food systems is an important thing that truly just hasn't really been happening in any meaningful way.
The grant to restart the program comes from the Patterson Family Foundation. There's a 50% chance of rain this evening. We're expecting a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night, a 50% chance of rain and snow in the evening. Slight chance of snow after midnight. Little or snow accumulation expected at this time. Lows tomorrow night in the upper 20s. Slight chance of sprinkles and flurries Saturday afternoon.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
Sam Platt fell in love with music when he found his grandfather's drum kit in the attic. These days, you can find Sam leading his trio at Kansas City's Green Lady Lounge. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join us for Live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us. We will have an update of news headlines for you at 6:01. 6:06, the latest on the investigation into what exactly happened in Minneapolis with the death of Renee Nicole Good. And what do we know about her? We are going to talk about that. We'll also have a special conversation following that story with the mayor of New York City, Zoran Mamdani, about his proposal for universal child care for three-year-olds. He's working with Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, to make it happen. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at KansasTreeCare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
50% chance of rain this evening, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow partly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Chance of rain and snow tomorrow evening. Little or no accumulation is expected. Lows in the upper 20s. It's 51 degrees in Lawrence. It is 47 in Topeka, 45 in Emporia. It is 10 minutes before 6. Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. News coming up in 1 minute. It's 6 o'clock.